Welcome to Slugnet. Here is today's cybersecurity briefing. The top story for today is a paper-cut software confirmed active exploitation of an unspecified vulnerability in its NG and MF print management solutions. The flaw targets the application server component. Application security and IT operations teams should immediately restrict web access to trusted IP addresses. Additionally, monitor the server for suspicious post-exploitation activity from PCApp.exe and related intrusion detection alerts. At number 2, CISA ordered federal agencies to patch Citrix NetScaler appliances by Saturday. The directive targets CVE-2026-8452, a memory overflow flaw in NetScaler ADC and gateway instances. Watchtower demonstrated this vulnerability enables remote code execution as root. Identity teams and IT operations teams should pay attention. Number 3. The FBI and Justice Department seized domains powering QSAN and QDR Router malware developed by the Chinese state-sponsored group QTFY. These tools infected IoT devices to build an obfuscation network, masking the origin of intrusions targeting U.S. agencies like NASA, the Department of Justice, and the Senate. SOC and incident response teams and IT operations teams should pay attention. Number 4. Arctic Wolf identified GoCaracal, a Go-based malware framework deployed during a June 2026 intrusion at a Venezuelan communications organization. The tool provides remote shell access and payload execution. Its extended profile adds browser data theft, keylogging, and SOCI S5 proxying. Notably, the malware uses an Ethereum smart contract to fetch replacement command and control addresses without shipping a new binary. SOC and incident response teams and IT operations teams should pay attention. Number 5. Shiny Hunters published a 50GB archive allegedly stolen from Carhartt's Databricks platform after the company refused a ransom demand. Habibin-Pound analysis indicates the leak exposed contact details for 12.9 million accounts and 15,000 employees. Carhartt has not yet confirmed the breach or issued a public statement. CISOs and SOC and incident response teams should pay attention. Number 6. Australian police arrested two men on August 26 for alleged Team PCP supply chain attacks. Authorities state the group injected malicious code into open-source software, potentially compromising over 1,000 organizations. This incident resulted in the theft of 500,000 credentials and the exfiltration of at least 300 gigabytes of data. Identity teams and IT operations teams should pay attention. Number 7. WordFence researchers disclosed a critical vulnerability chain in the Avada WordPress theme and Fusion Builder plugin. Tracked as CVE-2026-18431, this zero-click flaw allows unauthenticated attackers to execute arbitrary PHP code on the server. The issue affects Avada versions up to 7.16 and Fusion Builder up to 3.16. Theme Fusion released fixes in version 7.16.1 and 3.16.1 on August 26. Application security teams and IT operations teams should pay attention. Number 8. Profit Security's 2026 report shows 40% of security teams now use AI daily, while 72% report a 25% reduction in investigation time. 28% of alerts remain uninvestigated. Notably, 60% of respondents admitted a missed alert later escalated into a serious incident. CISO should note this operational gap. Number 9, ATF confirmed a major incident affecting a standalone system after Keylin listed the agency on its leak portal. The Bureau stated the compromised environment operates separately from its enterprise network and did not disrupt operations. ATF is currently investigating the breach in collaboration with the Department of Justice. CISOs and SOC and incident response teams should pay attention. Number 10, Boston Scientific reported a cyber attack detected on August 25th that caused a network outage. The incident disrupted access to systems required for processing and shipping customer orders. The company is working with third-party experts to restore affected functions. It is not yet determined if the incident will have a material financial impact. CISOs and SOC and incident response teams should pay attention. That is today's briefing. Stay secure.